koutou katoa and welcome to Well with Anahila, the Labourist MP based in Papakura in Tāmaki. Well, this afternoon we've got really exciting, information to share with our listeners today. We're going to go to Africa and then we're going to go back to Papakura. So I think we'll start with, we'll introduce the ladies and then we will get on with it. So I have here Rosemary Bennett. So Rosemary Bennett, she runs a, she owns a food van and a dance group called Masafinas in Papakura, and we'll ask Rosemary to talk a little bit about that later on. And then we've got Sue Ollerton. Now Sue is from Sustainable Papakura and she runs all the workshops from Sustainable Papakura in Papakura. So let's get to know the ladies and then we'll see what they do out in the community. Rosemary, welcome to Well with Anahila. How are you?
Wonderful, thank you.
All right, Rosemary, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Oh, it's lovely and lovely to meet you, and it's a pleasure being here. So I run a food truck called Masafinas and also do dance groups. Mm-hmm. So I'm actually promoting a lot of the African communities in Papakura, because I find not much happens in Papakura. Everything goes to Mount Roskill.
All right.
So
with the African communities,
yes. Yeah, so we want Papakura to start booming as well with that.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. So that's what I do mainly.
Okay, great. Mm-hmm. And are you African?
Yes, I'm from Zimbabwe.
Yeah.
And I've been here for 19 years. And I used to live in Christchurch, moved over here. And I've recently been elected as well as one of the African community presidents.
Yeah.
So I run a coffee. It's called a coffee ethnic group. So that's also a role that I do, which I'm interested in.
That's really interesting. Mm, yeah. We've got the food truck.
Yes.
And we've got the Masafina dance group. And then we've got the coffee.
A coffee, yes.
Okay, definitely. Sue and I are going to come around and check that out. Yeah. Yeah, well, thank you, Rosemary. And Sue, welcome to Well with Anahila. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you so much for having us here today.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, I saw you earlier this morning.
I know.
At Sustainable Papakura. But tell us something about yourself.
Okay, yeah. So my name's Sue. I've been living in Papakura now for coming up 16 years since we moved to New Zealand. Mm. I've been involved with Sustainable Papakura for coming up 2 years now. I was one of the original members of the sewing bees we have to make reusable bags in line with Plastic Free July. Mm. And since then, my skill set has developed into a sustainable living skills workshops facilitator. Mm. So, yeah, delivering workshops to the community.
Oh, that's awesome. So you said 16 years.
Yes.
And Rosemary's been here 19 years. And where was that place you came from, Sue?
I came from the northern part of the UK in England. An area called Lancashire.
Lancashire.
Yes.
Yeah. Because you... We've all born outside New Zealand, all three of us, so we've got something in common.
Yes. <That's> true.
Yeah. And we all do our service in Papakura.
Yes, so that's right.
Something in common.
Yes.
And then we are women. So, welcome to Well with Anahila. So part of the program is about informing community what's happening out in Papakura. And also sometimes we could do great stuff around in the neighbourhood, but we don't exactly know how to approach.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So an attempt to talk about health and well-being on this program is also encouraging people that we, like yourselves, they're quite friendly people and they can approach you if they're needing to use your service.
Yeah. Yes.
So Rosemary, tell us about the dance group.
Okay, so the girls are between the age of 4 to 15, and Sue and I actually started off dancing in the beginning because we didn't have that many people. And now we look at the younger ones, we're like, okay, we don't have to dance anymore. Yeah. So I think we gave up the dance, but the girls are really good.
Mm.
I've got 15 of them at the moment.
Mm.
And I normally train them on a Sunday at my yard.
Mm.
So we don't have a dance studio or anything. So we just work. I work from my place.
From your place.
Yeah. And we get invited to a lot of events. We've been to Mangere, Otahu.
Mm.
Any event that's happening around, they always invite us over. So I find the girls are really eager to perform.
Mm.
And people really love the dance moves that the girls do. They join in. So it's really exciting.
So I don't know a lot about the African community in Papakura or in Auckland. I see them when the Mount Roskill has their big fair and that everyone's there.
Yes.
I can't remember what the name it was last year. Was
Africa Day?
Africa Day. And they are also there with the cultural events. There's a big cultural fair in Mount Roskill. So tell us a little bit about the African community.
So the African community is really large.
Well, but, it's a continent.
Yeah. So, but I find we were a little bit disconnected. So everybody's doing something individually instead of together. So I've just decided that in Papakura I want to be the head of running most things under one roof. So we do dance, clothing, jewelry, food, drumming. So anybody can come to our to Masafinyas and experience all that.
How do
under one roof.
So if I live in Papakura, I'm listening to this awesome program.
Yes.
How do I get in touch with you, Rosemary?
Okay. So you can find us on Facebook. Mm-hmm. It's actually Masafinyas, which is Masafinyas, Masafinyas Corner. And also we are based at 237 Airfield Road in Papakura.
Airfield Road
in Papakura, yes. So we have big events once a month in Papakura where we introduce anything to do, you know, with the ethnic community. And we welcome everyone to come and enjoy with us.
Right. Once a month, and where do you have it?
So we have the ones at 237 Airfield Road. But the next one we're having on the 29th of February will be based at the Bruce Pullman Club. Nepal Center. So this one is a music festival, so it's slightly different from the normal Masafinya get-together events. This one is actually going to be a festival bringing artists and introducing young kids that want to be seen, African kids that perform. They haven't been exposed, but they're trying, you know, in their garages with some music and beats. And so it's an Afro Delights festival, mainly
Afro Delights.
So it's mainly music from African origins, sort of.
I did get the invite to attend.
Unfortunately,
I'm overseas. But I'm not sure with the coronavirus whether we'll
go or not.
So I could make it, and I may not make it, so I can't confirm at this stage.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Rosemary. And let's go over to Sue. So at Sustainable Papakura, we had another Rosemary before, and then she spoke about the workshops and that somebody called Sue runs the workshop.
That's right.
So, everybody, this is Sue. Right, tell us about what you do, Sue.
Yeah, so basically I run the workshops, and it's about educating people to how to reduce the waste at home, you know, reuse things instead of, you know, just throwing it away. We've become such a throwaway society that, you know, if something's broken, we just throw it away to landfill and go out and buy a new one. So it's about giving, helping people with the skills to fix things. So every week I have a drop-in workshop every Friday morning from 10 till 12 at our base in Papakura. People can come in, they can upcycle something they've got. They've got, you know, some items of clothing they want to to alter. If they've got things that need fixing, need repairing, or need a new zip or a hole fixing, they can bring that in, as well as making beeswax wraps. So we found the beeswax wraps are really popular activity for people to do at the workshops, and it helps to reduce the plastic, the soft plastic that they're using at home.
So you see that if people can come in with something that needs mending, clothing, and that you could fix it, and then they can take it back.
So it's not, we're not like a drop-off point that, oh, we're fixing it. We're actually teaching you to fix it.
So if I need to stay and sew it myself.
Just giving people that skill, you know, that knowledge. And sometimes people think, oh, yeah, I used to be able to do that, but, you know, I've forgotten a little bit, you know, and just need a little bit of guidance. And it's also great for company. We get so many people coming in just to see our space, you know, talking about how to, like in Papakura we have like a special, you know, the three bin system with the food scraps, the red bin and the recycle bin.
I think some Papakura people was one of the first areas to have the the compost.
That's right, the food scraps. So we get, you know, a lot of people are a bit, you know, unsure what items to put in there, like how to deal with the fruit fly, because, it does, you know, the bins do attract fruit fly and things. So it's, yeah, just giving general advice as well to people about how to, you know, look after the environment more and just prevent as much as they can from going to landfill.
So that's the workshop on Fridays.
Yes, on Fridays.
The session on Fridays, 10 to 12.
Yes, that's right.
So I'll make a note of that so I can come and learn to sew my own things. Great, yeah. I mean, it was a really great atmosphere. I came this morning and there was Sue. There's another Sue.
There's lots of Sue's.
June and Robin.
And Robin, that's right.
And they just got in, got the bags, and then they just started sewing.
Like a little factory almost, isn't it?
Yes. So the bags, everyone, if you're listening, what happens, what Sustainable Papakura also does is that they have a bag. It's Mai Oro Peke.
A Fia Mai Peke.
So what it is A Fia Mai Peke. So what it is that the ladies, they do a sewing bee. They sew materials that's been donated. So, and then what they do is they give it to the shop. So instead of giving, we no longer use the one-time plastic bag, but they will give you the bag to use for free.
Yes.
So it's the principle is that we always recycle and we reuse. So you use it and then you bring it back if you don't if you no longer have a need for it. But that's what's happening in Papakura with those bags. So if you see bags hanging on shops and they can you remind me of the name? I remember Peke, but I don't remember.
It's A Fia Mai Peke. It means borrow and return.
So you see them hanging. It's material bags. They've got a what I found about it this morning is that you do your own printing.
Yes, we do. We have screen printing.
So the bag's got a screen print on it and it's sewn by the ladies. And this morning I was the pin girl.
You was.
I pinned it. So that's one of the things that you do. So that's really great.
Yeah, we have lots of jobs. Yeah, so if people come along, you know, if you know, they're not confident to sew, we have so many other skills that need doing, you know, cutting out the fabric for the bags, you know, cutting out fabric for the handles, every part of the bag, there's a skill that needs doing to make them.
I can see that next time I'm going to graduate to sewing the handle. I think I can do the handle.
I'm sure you can.
Maybe I should go to the cutting first. So you and Rosemary, Sue and Rosemary, you met at the dance?
We used to work together. We used to work for after school care. Great Times After School Care. So I used to manage Great Times After School Care, and she used to be at the other center, but sometimes they used to send her over to my center. So we connected that way, and
we just got on straight away, wasn't it?
And then we started dancing together, and now we're on radio together. So
we're doing lots of things.
I just want to say, with Sue's stuff, we also planted some plants. So maybe you can elaborate on that one. There's some beautiful plants in Papakura, and they were all hand planted by some of us.
So in Papakura, I'll just briefly go over the story. We had a video that we watched called Tomorrow, and it was about a village in the UK who had planters for people to have grow food in for the village. So my colleague, we thought, we can do this in Papakura.
We thought
maybe four or five planter boxes would be ample, you know, enough to keep going. Anyway, Rosemary, our chairperson, she visited all the shops in Papakura, and before we know it, we were ordering 24 planter boxes. So we've got 24, and we call it the Urban Edibles. And basically, it's just showing people as well what they can grow in a small environment. They don't need a big garden, you know, to grow your veggies and things. And we planted them, and we have an upkeep of the plant, of the seedlings growing. We have sessions where we're pricking out the seedlings, and then we'll put another request out for people to come out planting the new plants. We have one of our ladies from the skills update. She was an ex student from there. She's now got her own business. Mm. So she helps with the growing of the seeds and the planting. And yeah, we've just got a nice group of people, you know, so many people to put their hands up to come helping. And on the day when we installed the planters, like, the whole town, honestly, was such an amazing feeling.
Yes.
Everyone was cheering and going, well done. Yeah, it was just awesome, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
So this is all done by volunteers.
Yes, it's all done by volunteers. Yeah. And to get the, for the planter boxes, initially we received funding from the ANZ Bank, so they actually sponsored the whole project. And the vegetables are for people to take, you know, for people to help themselves. You take along your little produce bag or whatever bag, go along and just have a taste of different things. And and every now and again we do have, we'll have like an open morning or a session to, you know, when we've harvested some of the vegetables, just to show people what to do with them, you know, because some cultures, you know, might not be too sure, or not really, sure what to do with that. And we will do like little demonstrations to show them. And it's about eating healthy, you know, just go along and just try them. Yes.
What I also saw this morning was what you were doing was the bags for fruit and veggies.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah, because even though we don't, no one is using one-time-use plastic bags, they're still plastic bags where the fruit and veggies
are. That's right, that's right.
Yeah, so this morning that's what you were doing, with sewing bags.
I was prepping all the, they're called produce bags. So, we get so much fabric donated. Yeah. So we delegate the fabric for different projects, and we had quite a lot of like curtain knitting to make the bags with. So I was making all, cutting up the different sizes. And then sometime during this week, we'll be having a screen printing session to screen print our logo onto the produce bags. And then we'll also be screen printing for the FMR Pecky bags as well. Yeah. And just to get those and just sell them to the public.
So I see here we've got the drop-in session Fridays, and the screen printing is part of which?
The screen printing, that will just be like, it's not like a set workshop. Like, we have a calendar of events on Facebook, so they're actual workshops or activities, but every now and again we'll put a request out for people if someone wants to join in with doing the planting. It will just be like an extra event activity. We do have a small team of people who do help with screen printing, but we're always open for other people to join in as well.
Kids are waste free. The kids come to that workshop, or
yes, we get a few kids coming. We've had a few regular kids coming along. In the holidays, we do quite a few workshops with Papakura Library. Mm. We've built up, you know, a really good relationship with them, and we get quite a few kids. Probably we could have more, but sometimes it's parents getting the kids to there, and they do so many activities after school as well. But again, that's all about showing children how to repurpose things, and not having to keep buying new all the time. I mean, last Wednesday we made lanterns for the Chinese New Year.
Mm-hmm.
So we made pyramid lanterns out of paper, used old maps, doing different designs on glass. So teaching the kids sponge painting, stenciling, just all little skills to focus, and they absolutely loved it. I've had few of them who've sent me pictures, and my parents are saying, like, we've got this next door bit.
Also, this morning you showed me at the shop that you've sewed some bags that you're going to donate to Australia for the bushfire, for the animals. Yeah,
that's right. So in January we had our big making bee. So we had people coming in to sew, crochet, knit, people cutting out material. Across the three sessions we ran, I think we had over 60 people coming through. The place was just full. It was just full of people all doing different things. And it was just amazing how the community just came together. We had people bringing in bacon. Everyone just came. It was just a lovely, lovely atmosphere. Other people who couldn't make it were dropping off supplies for wool and different fabrics. We had one lady, it was actually a friend of mine, but she didn't know I was involved with it. Oh. She came in on the day before, was prepping everything, and she said, oh, I've been round all the op shops, and I've got, they've donated all these, you know, the flannelette sheeting, and because the liners, the bags had to have certain fabric for the outer and another fabric for the inner. So it was really important that we got the right type of fabric. So she'd been around all the op shops and came in with this really, really big box of goodies. So, yeah, it was awesome that, yeah, she took that upon herself. And it was just a really, really good community spirit. And since then we've had, you know, quite a few ladies, you know, been in since. They've come to the workshops that we run in. And I think it's just that barrier of just coming through the door. And, you know, we're all friendly. You know, we welcome anybody to come in and join us. And it's great for, you know, some people, you know, especially some of the older people are on their own. And it's a really nice, like, social occasion for them as well, something to look forward to coming along and doing. It gets them all involved.
Yeah, because that's, once we find out what's happening in Papakura, there's really no reason to be alone.
No.
Right, there's really no reason to be alone and be isolated. It's just our, I suppose, our role is to let people know that that's you're out there in Papakura and just drop in.
Drop in
and, and just say hello, even having a cup of tea. And,
Just come in for a chat, Now, one thing that is happening in Papakura, I was just thinking now, is a website that's, because each month we have a community network meeting, and the organisers from there have been setting up a website called Your Papakura. So any so anyone, you know, the public can go on there, have a look to see what events are coming up. Like, so it's down to each organisation to post that upload their events to like a calendar, and any flyers, etc. They can put that on there as well, and so that's be a good way digitally and more sustainably as well, of not having flyers all the time, and you know, where people can go on and just see what's going on.
That's great, because we've heard the Prime Minister last year talk about, you know, one of our priorities is about taking mental health seriously. And if we're able to provide an avenue for people to come and just enjoy some company, this could be one way of helping everybody in the community.
Definitely.
Now, I know that you guys have fun when you're doing what you're doing. So I just want to ask, one of the questions I ask when people come on to Well with Anahila is, what do they do for well-being? Because, you know, some people might think that you've got to go and pay some expensive gym to go to, or go and see, pay for services to be for yourself. But actually, you guys, what, tell us what you do for some, what you do for well-being. We've had someone here who said what she does when she gets home is that she just goes and lies on the trampoline, and her son just jumps up and down, and she, that's her space where she relaxes. Yeah, what do you do, Rosemary?
I find I'm happier being around people or helping people. So I always look for someone in need, and that gives me some pleasure in making them feel good, and that makes me feel good. I don't know if that makes sense, but I do a lot with kids, and I enjoy that. So I find myself happy because I've made some kid smile, or you know, I'll tell you a quick story. So we danced in Otahuhu about 2 weekends ago. No, 4 weeks ago. And this lady that saw us in Otahuhu has been looking for me. So she eventually tracked me down. She rings me. Her name is Moana. And she says to me, Rosemary, I've been looking for you since...
Since you saw you in Otahuhu.
Since I saw you. Because my daughter has been nagging me. She wants to join your dance group.
Oh, yes.
That's so nice.
So I was like, oh... And she's Maori, this young girl, you know. And so I said, of course, she's welcome. You know, we don't discriminate. We want everyone to join. So I told her the practice session. The little girl came over. She loved practicing. And all of a sudden, her sister joined in. So so that made me really happy to see that we're actually connecting. So if we can make kids happy and join us and... That makes me happy, and I love to see their smiles on their faces.
Thank you, Rosie.
So I'm probably on the time that I do have available. I do like to go for a walk. I like walking. I'm also supposed to be training for Round the Bays, but not quite got there just yet.
Round the Bays, March.
I did the half marathon in October. It'd probably be just more walking it, I think, this time. And just really just catching up on just general interest in the news and... And I'm a bit addicted to Sudoku.
Oh, okay.
Because I think when you're busy, your mind is still going. And I find that even though it's using your mind, like it does kind of calm you down. It's just kind of relax.
How long does one Sudoku take you?
I don't actually time myself. I just do it till I get it.
I've seen people do it. I can't do it. I can't do it. Maybe I don't have the patience.
It's just knowing how. Once you know how to do it. I used to look at it and think, oh, I can never do that. But then my son taught me how to do it. And, since then I've been, do it quite a bit.
Okay, we've got a couple of minutes left. Now, Sustainable Papakura Su, where can people find you?
Okay, so we're on Avril Street in Papakura. If you look for the big countdown near the train station, not far from the train station, we're almost opposite there. There's a barber shop on one side and a model shop on the other side. And failing that, just look for our urban edible planter box on Avril Street.
There's only one on Avril Street,
and that's us. We're not open all the time because, we're all volunteers. It's all down to funding. Basically, the place is open when we have a sewing bee, a workshop. If you see the light on, then someone's home. We also have the third Saturday of every month, we have our sustainable market.
We've actually got
this Saturday coming up. So that's in the foyer of the Papakura Library. That's from 10 o'clock till 1 p.m. We've got quite a lot of different stallholders there selling, there's sustainable products. We've got craft items, jewellery, books, just variety of different artworks and things. And every market we try to have a workshop. So this particular one we're having a beeswax wrap. We're alternating that with a cleaning product workshop at the next market. So every other month, one's beeswax, then it's cleaning products. And that's all in a big lead up to Plastic Free July. So a couple of years ago, Plastic Free July was all about getting rid of the single-use plastics, the plastic bags. Now it's about thinking about your container, your packaging that you buy. So much of it is going to landfill, but it's just still, we need to dispose of it. So the cleaning workshops is for people to make their own products.
So they can find you this Saturday outside the library from 10 to 1.
In the foyer.
This program will be, I don't know, it's not screened? Or what do you say for radio? Will be...
Aired.
That's it. Thank you, Rosemary. It will be aired on Wednesday, so people can hopefully to listen to it. And come Saturday. What's the date on Saturday?
The 15th.
Saturday, 10 to 1. Find Sue at the in front of the library.
Yes. Failing that as well, you just follow us on Facebook. We're always on Facebook.
Sustainable Papakura on Facebook. Rosemary, we've got a minute. How do people find you? So you said your Facebook?
Facebook and 237 Airfield Road, Papakura. That's where my Safinias is based. But we're performing this Saturday in Papakura Central. Yeah. So if you know the big clock in Papakura, opposite Farmers or near
next to Farmers,
the girls are performing there from 12 o'clock. This Saturday.
There you go, everybody. What you can do is pop over to the sustainable market at the library.
Yes. And then
grab yourself something there that's... there is something for everybody. And then come along at 12 o'clock.
Watch
the girls. You never know. You might want to join.
It is
for young people, but I'm pretty sure they would like supporters.
Definitely.
And, ladies, we're out of time. And thank you very much for being here. It's been fantastic. So there's lots to do. We'll have you come back and talk about Plastic Food July.
Yes.
Yeah, and we'll have you come back for that. And thank goodness, one of the things that Jacinda said, the Prime Minister, talked about the amount of time that children wrote to her about one-time use plastic bag. Mm-hmm. So that's how the law was changed, came about, is because lots of people were concerned about that. So we'll come back and talk about that Plastic Food July, and I'll come and visit Rosemary, and we'll see. We can come back and talk some more. I'm out of time. That was Wild with Anahila with Rosemary and Sue. Anahila, Tanongata Asuisuki, the Labourist MP based in Papakura and Tamaki. Ka kite.
Thank you.